Chapter 2 Council of War Against the West. In the 18th year, on the 22nd day of the first month, there was a discussion in the palace of Nebuchadnezzar, king of the Assyrians, about taking revenge on the whole world, as he had threatened. He summoned all his ministers and nobles, laid before them his secret plan, and urged the total destruction of those countries. They decided to do away with all those who had refused to comply with the order he had issued. When he had completed his plan, Nebuchadnezzar, king of the Assyrians, summoned Holofernes, general-in-chief of his forces, second to himself in command, and said to him, "Thus says the great king, the lord of all the earth, go forth from my presence, take with you men of proven valor, 120,000 infantry and 12,000 cavalry, and proceed against all the land of the west, because they did not comply with the order I issued. Tell them to have earth and water ready, for I will come against them in my wrath. I will cover all the land with the feet of my soldiers, to whom I will deliver them as spoils. Their slain shall fill their ravines and wadis, the swelling torrent shall be choked with their dead, and I will deport them as exiles to the very ends of the earth. You go before me, and take possession of all their territories for me. If they surrender to you, guard them for me, till the day of their punishment. As for those who resist, show them no quarter, but deliver them up to slaughter and plunder in each country you occupy. For as I live, and by the strength of my kingdom, what I have spoken I will accomplish by my power. Do not disobey a single one of the orders of your Lord. Fulfill them exactly as I have commanded you, and do it without delay." Campaign of Holofernes. So Holofernes left the presence of his Lord, and summoned all the princes and the generals and officers of the Assyrian army. He mustered 120,000 picked troops, as his lord had commanded, and 12,000 mounted archers, and grouped them into a complete combat force. He took along a very large number of camels, asses, and mules for their baggage, innumerable sheep, cattle, and goats for their food supply, abundant provisions for each man, and much gold and silver from the royal palace. Then he and his whole army proceeded on their expedition in advance of King Nebuchadnezzar to cover all the western region with their chariots and cavalry and regular infantry. A huge irregular force, too many to count, like locusts or the dust of the earth, went along with them. After a three-day march from Nineveh, they reached the plain of Bechtileth, and from Bechtileth they next encamped near the mountains to the north of Upper Cilicia. From there, Holofernes took his whole force, the infantry, cavalry, and chariots, and marched into the mountain region. He devastated Put and Lud, and plundered all the Rassasites and the Ishmaelites on the border of the desert toward the south of Chaldea. Then, following the Euphrates, he went through Mesopotamia, and battered down every fortified city along the Wadi Abron, until he reached the sea. He seized the territory of Cilicia, and cut down everyone who resisted him. Then he proceeded to the southern borders of Japheth toward Arabia. He surrounded all the Midianites, burned their tents, and plundered their sheepfolds. Descending to the plain of Damascus at the time of the wheat harvest, he set fire to all their fields, destroyed their flocks and herds, despoiled their cities, devastated their plains, and put all their youths to the sword. The fear and dread of him fell upon all the inhabitants of the coastland, upon those in Sidon and Tyre, and those who dwelt in Sur and Osina, and the inhabitants of Jamnia. Those in Azotus and Ascalon also feared him greatly.